Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, Pat Fitzgibbons, episode 24 of this podcast. It is Sunday, August 14th, 2016. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, I appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen to this podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that you probably need to know before you become a police officer. Now, I've listed five things. I'm going to talk about five things that I think are important. This is just my opinion. And we could probably add a lot more to this list, but I believe in brevity, keeping it short and sweet to the point. And again, these are just my important things you should consider before you venture off to a career in law enforcement. I've been in law enforcement for 20 years, and again, this is just my opinion. So, number one, don't believe or don't think that what you see on television or in the movies is actually what happens in police work. It is Hollywood, it is television. It is not really what happens. Some things they might get right, but after a career in law enforcement, it amazes me how many, when you come into contact with people, how many things that they have seen on TV that they think we actually do in law enforcement. So remember, just because you see something in the movies or see something on in television does not necessarily mean it is how it is in real life. And a lot of people out there actually do believe that police work or law enforcement is a lot of, you know, is very similar to what they see in TVs and movies. Because a lot of people, that's how they get their view of law enforcement, is what they watch on television and what they see on the movies. But like I said, it is rarely the case. It is Hollywood. It is entertainment. 90% of police officers everywhere. And again, well, that could probably fluctuate depending on where you're at. It is just presence, officer presence, getting out, talking to people, establishing those community relations. But people don't want to see that. They want to see the driving fast, kicking doors, and making arrests. So, but remember, that is a small part of law enforcement, a very important part of law enforcement, but it isn't the whole picture. Number two, the job can fatigue you. You know, that goes without saying for people who are in the field, but you know, it is very fatiguing. It can fatigue you. You know, the long hours, the irregular hours, the shift work, it can easily fatigue anybody. And you know, pose some health problems too. And this is just not me saying, you could research this on your own. You know, shift work does take a toll on one's body, especially if you're working graveyards or overnight work. Because your body is not sleeping when everybody else is, and you get used to it, but it's not good for your health overall. So number two is job can fatigue you. Again, another thing that they don't show on the movies and television very often. Number three, the job is not for everybody. You know, being a trainer in law enforcement, teaching criminal justice for many years, I see this sometimes where especially with younger people, and I'm not picking on you out there, but I see this a lot with younger individuals who have an idea of what law enforcement is, but they really don't have any idea what law enforcement is. I mean, not every person out there, but I have seen, you know, a handful of people out there, and I guess that's the same in any profession, but they like the idea of maybe becoming a police officer, or, you know, doing some work in criminal justice, but they really don't know. They don't have any idea. What they're getting is, you know, off the television, off movies. But it's not for everybody, too. And I've seen this a couple times in my career where people get into it and they realized, you know, it wasn't what they thought it would be, which begs the question, why didn't they do more research? But it does happen. So the job is not for everyone. Number three. You're not going to get rich in this job. Those of you who are in law enforcement, you know what I'm talking about. You don't get into this job to become rich. You get in to help people and, you know, serve and protect. And it's about sacrifice. I think we all know that. But you don't get into this job to make a lot of money. Now, granted, you know, depending on where you're at in the country, law enforcement officers can make a pretty good living. And they, depending on where you're at again, they can pull down some pretty good salaries. But you are not going to make a ton of money. And I think most of us, and we should know this, and for those of you who aren't in law enforcement or maybe want to get into it, you should realize that you're not going to make a lot of money. But we don't get into it for the money. We get into it to make a living and to pay our bills, but you're not going to make a ton of money. So that's number four. Number five is the training is tough. The hiring process, I'll kind of do multi-part with number five. So the hiring process is usually long, depending on where you're applying to. Some departments, some agencies may be quicker, others might be slower. So the hiring process can be long, and it's going to be very thorough. Now, to kind of piggyback on that, you know, we're talking about like kind of branching off on that a little bit. And if you do get hired, you know, it's going to be a very difficult road as far as the FTO process. It's a field training officer process, and you have to get through that process to become a solo officer. Now, most departments out there run solo officers, one officer per car. Some larger areas, larger jurisdictions, they might have two-man cars or, you know, two women patrol officer cars, to be fair. But those are usually going to be with the larger jurisdictions. And then what they found over time is that we can cover more ground if we have a police officer, well, you know, one officer per car. You know, two cars can cover more ground than just having two people in one car. So that is it, folks. Those are my five things you should know before venturing out to become a police officer. Wanted to pop on really quick and say hi to everybody and give you some, I think, valuable information, especially those who are contemplating a career in law enforcement. And I hope this was good information. And you might be wondering, after talking about the five things that I think are important before getting into a career in law enforcement, you might be wondering, is it worth it? And I do think it is worth it. You know, the service, the sense of giving back to the community, it's all worth it. So for those of you who are contemplating a career in law enforcement, yes, get into it. It's very rewarding. So with that, I am going to, and good luck for those of you who are trying to get into the field of law enforcement. It's very competitive, but if you stick with it, you'll land in a department somewhere. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. I hope it's been beneficial, and I look forward to our next podcast this week. Happy Sunday, wherever you're at, folks. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.